Mr. President, I would like to express the EU's sincere appreciation to High Commissioner Bachelet for her commitment, her hard work and unwavering efforts over the past years. When this Council first met in 2006, expectations around the world were very high, and with good reason, since we built an entirely new human rights machinery. That first session marked the beginning of a new era in terms of affirming human rights as one of the three founding pillars of the UN. 50 sessions later, we're pleased to see that the Human Rights Council has developed into a permanent fixture within the UN that plays a crucial role in furthering human rights for all and fulfills its role with flying colors. That said, work is not done. A number of challenges remain. The continued underfunding of the human rights pillar of the UN is one of them. Ensuring that human rights are mainstreamed into all other areas of UN work also remains a concern. One of the strengths of the Council, its special procedures and the UPR, has to do with its convening power. Over time, an entire community has grown around the Council, consisting of victims of human rights violations and abuses, their family members, human rights defenders, scholars, media workers, national mechanism for reporting and follow-up, and national human rights institutions. And this is where the beating heart of this Council lies. A dynamic, diverse, and independent civil society that is able to operate freely is key in securing human rights protection. Sadly, we still struggle to ensure a safe and enabling environment for them to engage with the Council. And that is the question for today. Thank you, President.